air can soften, no appeal can move, who tramples hearts as others trample clay. Yet with a faltering, an uncertain tread that might stir up reprisal in the dead. Forced to sit by his side and see his deeds, forced to behold that visage hour by hour, in whose gaunt lines the abhorrent gazer reads a triple lust of gold and blood and power, a soul whom motives fierce, yet abject, urge, Rome's servile slave and Judah's tyrant scourge. How can I love, or mourn, or pity him? I, who so long my fettered hands have wrung, I, who for grief have wept my eyesight dim, because while life for me was bright and young, he robbed my youth, he quenched my life's fair ray, he crushed my mind, and did my freedom slay. And at this hour, although I be his wife, he has no more of tenderness from me than any other wretch of guilty life. Less, for I know his household privacy, I see him as he is, without a screen, and by the gods, my soul abhors his mien. Has he not sought my presence, dyed in blood, innocent, righteous blood, shed shamelessly? And have I not his red salute withstood? Aye, when, as erst, he plunged all Galilee in dark bereavement, in affliction sore, mingling their very offerings with their gore. Then came he, in his eyes a serpent smile, upon his lips some false and daring word, and through the streets of Salem clanged the while his slaughtering, hacking, sacrilegious sword. And I, to see a man cause men such woe, trembled with ire, I did not fear to show. And now the envious Jewish priests have brought Jesus, whom they in mockery call their king, to have by this grim power their vengeance wrought, by this mean reptile innocence to sting. Oh, could I but the purposed doom avert, and shield the blameless head from cruel hurt? Accessible is Pilate's heart to fear, omens will shake his soul like autumn leaf. Could he this night's appalling vision hear, this just man's bonds were loosed, his life were safe, unless that bitter priesthood should prevail, and make even terror to their malice quail. Yet if I tell the dream, but let me pause. What dream? Erewhile the characters were clear, graved on my brain. At once some unknown cause has dimmed and raised the thoughts which now appear, like a vague remnant of some bypassed scene. Not what will be, but what, long since, has been. I suffered many things. I heard foretold a dreadful doom for Pilate, lingering woes in far barbarian climes, where mountains cold built up a solitude of trackless snows. There he and grisly wolves prowled side by side. There he lived famished. There, methought, he died. But not of hunger, nor by malady. I saw the snow around him stained with gore. I said I had no tears for such as he. And lo, my cheek is wet, mine eyes run o'er. I weep for mortal suffering, mortal guilt. I weep the impious deed, the blood self-spilt. More I recall not, yet the vision spread into a world remote, an age to come. And still the illumined name of Jesus shed a light, a clearness through the unfolding gloom. And still I saw that sign, which now I see, that cross on yonder brow of Calvary. What is this Hebrew Christ? To me unknown, his lineage, doctrine, mission. Yet how clear is godlike goodness in his action shown, how straight and stainless is his life's career. The ray of deity that rests on him in my eyes makes Olympian glory dim. The world advances. Greek or Roman rite suffices not the inquiring mind to stay. The searching soul demands a purer